ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. गुरुर्ब्रह्म गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. ओके, नौ वी स्टार्ट. सो ऐ विल् द 19.2 नौ.
19 point. Okay, 19 point.
So you just read the top alone. I'll tell you what it means.
Okay, this is 19.2. Saha putrena saha aapanam gacchati. Saha putrena saha aapanam gacchati. Aapanam is market. Gacchati.
Yes.
Sa sankhya saha vidyalayam gacchati.
Sakhya, not sankhya.
Sakhya, yeah, sakhya, sorry, friend. So with friends, friend, right? Sakhya is only one, right?
Sakhya, sakhya, yes. A lady friend.
Okay, lady friend.
Sakhya. Yeah, so basically saha means with.
With or along
with. Along with.
Along with,
right? Along with, okay. I mean, yes. If you say with, then it becomes a vibhakti. So along with is actually the correct meaning for it.
So along with, okay.
So you're going, saha, you're going along with your son to the market.
He is going, right? He is going.
Yeah. And she is going to the school along with her
friend,
which is a girl.
Yeah, with her girlfriend. Okay.
Her girlfriend. Okay.
Okay.
So that is what this meaning of saha is.
Okay. Saha is along with. Okay.
Yeah, along with. So now, read the question now.
Yeah. Udaharanam. Drushtva. Drushtva what is that? Tadrashvakyani.
No. Split it. It will be easy. Tadrashvakyani. Following sentences.
Tadrashvakyani. Likhatu. What did you say for Tadrashvakyani?
The sentences below or the following sentences.
Following sentences.
Yes. So basically using the example above for the write the following sentences.
Yeah, vakyan is following. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So now try the, just do one or two because anyway it will be the same. So try, I'll tell you what to do. Okay. I'll give you read the example for the first one.
Ramaha Ravanaha. सः रामः रावण
नो सी द क्वेश्चन इस् रामः स रामः और् रावणः राइट देर आर् टू थिङ्ग्स् देर्
कृतवान् इस् पास्ट् टेन्स् सो दिस् इस् या कृतवान्
दट् इस् वेट् रेखा लेट् मी एक्स्प्लेन् सो रामः इस् द सब्जेक्ट् देर् okay now Ramah and he is doing something with Ravanah. That is what this is question is about. Okay, with Ravana he is doing something which is yuddham kritavan, which means he is actually done battle with Ravana.
He fought with Ravana, right?
Correct. So now he fought along with
Ravana.
Okay, so now why is that Ravana given in bold and not Rama?
Ravana, because along with comes with Ravana, right? With Ravanena.
What does it mean?
So Rama fought along with Ravana.
That is correct. But why I'm, what I'm saying is, why Rama is also a person, Ravana is also a person? Why Rama is not given in block letters, but Ravana is given in bold letters? What is the difference?
Rama is subject, right? Like,
yes, so Ravana is what? In the sentence.
So he is just like how we have put Trena, right? It's the same way.
Correct. So that is what I'm saying. So that is the additional, what to say, comparative person. Okay. So okay, the subject, he's not the object. Object is still only the battle. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So he is the comparative person of Rama.
Rama. Okay.
A related person. Let us put it that way. So Saha, why I'm telling this is, this Saha will always come in relation with another person or another thing. That okay. is what you should understand. You can't use this Saha everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. You, it yeah. can be with, mostly it will be with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it will always be in relation to another person.
Like with the first person, right?
With yeah. So the first person in relation to another person.
Another person.
Or relation with another person. Relation means I'm not talking of a relation relation, not like a relative relation.
No, in this one, like Rama, it's...
Where it will relate in the sentence or in the context.
Okay.
Relating to the context. Okay.
Okay.
Now, yeah. So read the first example. Rama, you finished, I think, right? You said,
yeah,
okay.
Ramaha, Ravanena.
So along with Rama. So that is why that with, so here you should understand that with Vibhakti will be for the second person.
Second person, yeah.
So the second person will take the Tritiya Vibhakti whenever the Saha comes.
Okay.
Got it? That you should remember. And because Ravana is a Pullinga Shabda, it is taken as Ravanena Saha, like Apana, Purushena Saha, you got, right? Like that.
Yeah. If it was like Sita, then Sita, like any other, like
It is there. Wait. It is there. Okay. Read the seventh sentence. Give me the answer for the seventh sentence.
Mata putri karyam karoti. Mata.
So what is it?
Putriya.
Okay.
Mata putriya saha karyam karoti.
Very good. Understood now?
Yeah. I got.
She's doing work along with her daughter.
Daughter. Mother is working along with her daughter.
Okay. But that is that along with anyway Saha, but that Saha should also be with Vibhakti.
Yeah, that should be
Putri. Vibhakti is the Tritiya Vibhakti, so it has to take the second person will always take the Tritiya Vibhakti. Whenever there is a Saha coming.
Okay, got it.
You want to do one more? And then you can do as a homework. Okay, do the fourth one.
Fourth. Aham Mitram - Natakam Pashyami. Aham is first. Aham Mitrena Saha Natakam Pashyami.
Very good. Understood now. That is all.
Yeah.
See, now you got it.
Yeah. Esha Sita Sitaya Sitaya
Sitaya
Sitaya. So it will be Sitaya. One second. Let me just write down this.
It is not Sitaya. It is Sitaya.
Okay. See this. How do you make here? Sitaya.
Same as Lata, Lataya. You
go. Lataya, okay.
You just told, right? For the other one.
Putraya. Sitaya. Sitaya.
You remember, I actually taught this. I don't know if you forgot. See, anytime the Vibhakti, how does the Vibhakti change? It is always the vowel which will actually take the, you can see my screen, right?
Yeah, I can see.
So the vowel is what actually the changes.
No, but I see Windows, one second, something alert, Windows Defender. Okay, sorry, I can see you now. E.
So, yeah. Eta is actually with the vowel, right?
Yeah.
So, if at all, I mean, I'm not, I can't do this, but I'm explaining this way, okay? So, if it, this is the vowel, ending vowel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what happens, the ending vowel is what actually takes the vibhakti, ending.
Okay.
So, it is seet, if it is seet plus a plus a, okay? So, uh-huh. This becomes a plus aya. So, it becomes seet plus a plus ya. Or, you can say sita. If you want to put it this way, it is sita plus a. The a is what actually changes to ya. So that becomes sitaya.
Sitaya, okay, got you.
Similarly, nadi, how does it become? Nad.
Nadi.
E. Okay? So the ikarantaha changes to ya. So it becomes nadya plus ya nadya.
So how are you writing that nadya? Okay. Da India. Okay. Got
it. I know you'll ask me. See, I wrote it already.
Thank you.
Got
it? Yeah, got it.
So that is how you should always, any vibhakti, how do you get Rame? See, Ravanena, Ravanaha.
Ravanaha.
Right, actually. So, Ravanaha, Ena, plus Ena. Right? Ena is actually the common vibhakti added everywhere.
Yeah.
So, Ravana, Ena, Ravanena. Only in the case of Ra, it changes to Ena.
Ra or Sha also, right? Sha.
Ra or Sha, yeah. Purushaha. Ena. Purushena.
Purushena. Arstotrena.
Okay. Purushena. So only the ending of this changes based on this ending. But otherwise, it is the same ending of the vibhakti. Always, everywhere, every vibhakti will always take like that only.
Okay.
If you remember like that, you will be able to easily understand. You will never make that mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Because what you taught me, it's really helping me. Especially when, with the stotras, right?
See, that's why I said, because in the stotras, you will be able to understand where to split and how to split.
Yeah.
And what meaning will it take when you split.
Uh-huh.
That is what it will help you. That is why I'm actually telling you this way.
Thank you so much, Malati.
You're welcome. Okay. So now you understood, right? So the remaining you can do it as homework.
Yeah, I can do.
Okay. Now, read the next one. I'll tell you why it is given down, but read the next one, I'll tell you.
Which one? Esha Sita or?
2.2.
Oh, 19.2. Okay.
9.2.
Let me write down. 19.2. Eteshu, Vakeshu, Padani, avyavastitani santi tani vyavastitani likhatu
andre active and passive.
Oh, avyavastani means
active. Passive voice. It is passive voice. Now you have to make it into active voice.
One second.
I mean, actually not active passive, it is jumbled, sorry. It is jumbled, now make it correct.
That is, it's not like correct it, like, okay.
Ah, okay, it is jumbled basically.
Avyavastha is, it's not in order.
Correct. It is not, Vyavastitani is, see, basically, Vastitani is a place, position.
Yeah, that is in order.
Vasti is position. Vastitan. Is position.
Yeah.
Right, Sthitan is a place.
Yeah, okay.
Avyava Sthitan is like different position, now corrected to the right position.
Correct position.
Okay, so example.
Karoti saha dineshaha mitraihi pratidinam abhyasam. So this is not correct, right? So
then understandably make it correct.
Okay, dineshaha pratidinam dineshaha saha mitraihi abhyasam karoti.
Mitraihi saha abhyasam karoti. Saha mitraihi. See, okay, pratidinam saha mitraihi means it doesn't have a meaning because mitraihi is your second person.
Yeah, Dinesh
is the saha will come after the second person.
Oh, okay. So why do we have mitraihi here, not I'll tell you that
because it is bahuvachan of mitraha.
Mitraha.
So it is the third vibhakti bahuvachan of mitraha. It is not mitrena. Mitrena means one mitra.
Singular. Okay.
Whereas mitraihi is becoming the third, sorry, bahuvachan of mitrena. The
so
third
means, yeah, Dinesh,
so he is given in the previous page below. See, all those are bahuvachan of the mitrena. Chatrena. Balikaya is becoming balikabhihi. I give this actually, of course, I don't know if I can give you again. Ramaha Ramo Ramaha, Ramam Ramo Ramaha, Ramena Ramabhyam Ramaihi. That is a Shabda. That is how it comes.
Okay.
That is a pulling shabda. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The same way it will be lataya, lata bhyam, lata bhihi. So lataya is pull ekavachan. Lata bhyam, if you have two people. Say you have two people going. Lata is going along with Reka and Malti.
Okay.
Then it will become Reka bhyam. Malati Bhyam Saha. It will not be Malati Bhyam because it will become a different one. Malata Ikarantaha, right? So that is different. No, Malati Bhyam only will come. So Malati Bhyam Reka Reka Bhyam Saha Vidyalayam Gachati.
Okay.
If it is dual, when it is more than that,
okay, plural,
then it becomes Mitraihi Saha.
Even for when you are saying for Striling also, will it become Mitraihi?
Mitra is only, there is no Striling. Sita Mitraihi Saha. Sita is the subject. You are not changing the subject here. You are
saying Mitra. Mitra means friend. Is it girlfriend or boyfriend? Because somewhere you taught me, right?
No, that is Sakhi. If you are talking of Sakhi.
Okay, so Mitra is common. It's for
That is why it's given right. If you're talking of Sakhi, then it becomes Sakhi Bihi. If you want to really specify that it is a girlfriend, then it becomes Sakhi Bihi.
Sakhi Bihi. This is for.
If you're only saying commonly friends, then it becomes Mitraihi.
Okay. Sakhi Bihi, this is in plural, right?
Plural of girlfriend. So it becomes girlfriends. Along with girlfriends.
Okay. Plural. Sakhya is singular. No. Sakhya. Sakhi is singular.
Vibhakti. Singular third vibhakti. Sakhi is singular.
Yeah.
Okay, Rekha. I'll write it down. See.
No. I got it. No worries. I'm writing it down.
It is there in the book, see, the previous page.
No, that's right. For that, I wrote in English.
See, the subject is friend. Noun is friend.
Yeah.
Okay? The noun word is actually the one which is, okay, the second person becomes the noun. Okay, that is a noun. More than a person, make it as a noun. So the noun is what is actually changing to the vibhakti.
Mm-hmm.
So the noun is actually the Mitraha or Sakhi or a name, right? Mm-hmm. Anything you can say. or see, you can even say like, say I can say like, say if I'm saying vanaraha,
vanaraha is monkey.
Monkey. Say if I want to say monkey is going along with their monkeys going along with his or monkeys, right? Tasya. Kids. Uh-huh. Say you want to say that way. Right?
Uh-huh.
Then that the kid is the noun there.
Mm-hmm.
Understood?
Yeah.
So like that. So the noun, it is not the second person. It is a noun. So the subject is separate. Subject will never change. The noun will take the third vibhakti.
Okay.
That is the third case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For saha.
Saha along with, yeah.
Okay. Now, this in the previous examples was singular.
Singular, yeah. Got it.
Now, in this example, they are asking you to use plural. That is all.
Okay.
If plural comes, so the sakhi, for example, third vibhakti of sakhi will be sakhya. Okay? So this is the third vibhakti. Anyway, this is the third vibhakti, third case, tritiya vibhakti.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, this is the same as sakhi bihi. Both are the third vibhakti only, but sakhi bihi. Can you see properly?
Yeah, I can see.
Okay.
Yeah,
visarga. Yeah. I mean, the visarga went off to the end. But this is ekavachan of the third vibhakti of sakhi.
Okay.
Whereas this is bahuvachan of the third vibhakti of sakhi.
Yeah, that is three or more people, right?
Three, two becomes dual, so three or more, you're
three,
right.
Three or more, right? Okay.
That is where I said sakhi byam. That is the dual version which we are not using yet. So we are not doing it.
Okay. So we are just learning the ek, like singular and plural.
For now, only ekvachan and bahuvachan. So now tell me the answer for the second one.
Dineshah, is it? Oh, okay. He hears Okay.
Second one.
Agatavan saha. Kaha bhavata agatavan means gatavan is going. Agatavan is coming, right? Agatavan.
No, gatavan is what tense is that?
Gatavan is past tense.
Past tense. So you went. So you agatavan is you came.
Saha.
Not saha.
No. Sorry. Bhavata. Bhavata. Kaha.
Not bhavata. Bhavata.
Bhavata. Bhavata. Agatavan. Agatavan.
No. Okay. Agatavan is what?
Came.
What is it?
Came. Bhavata. I am trying to understand the meaning first.
Okay. So, agatavan is what? It is the verb.
Came. Yeah. Came.
Correct. So it will always end with the verb. So this is my ending. Now, bhavata is a subject. Right?
Bhavata. What is the meaning of bhavata?
Bhavata is a male with respect.
Okay. Bhavati.
Kaha is also a person.
Okay, bhavata. Bhavata. Kaha saha agatavan.
Okay, so bhavata kaha saha agatavan. Along with who did you come?
Yeah, along with whom did you come?
Along with who did Bhavata come, actually, right?
Yeah.
actually that is way that is the actual this thing. Of course this okay. is a question mark, sorry.
Okay, this is a question mark. Yeah.
Not a
so whom did it? Yeah.
Now make this as plural.
Plural. Bhaga
Kaha Kau Ke. Kam Kau Kaan. So it's the same way. Same as pulling. It will be the same as pulling. So if it is Ramaha, what is the third case of Ramaha?
Ramena.
Right? Ramena. Right? Ramena. Not Ramena.
Ramena.
So Kamina will become what for third case?
Kena.
Correct. Kena. So Kena is my singular third case of
Kaha.
Then plural will be same as we see in the previous page. What is the pulling plural?
Kena. One second. It's
just there in the previous page.
Mitraihi. We have mitraihi.
So what is the plural pulling?
Got it.
So this is all understood now.
Yeah. But Bhavata, that's the same. It's he is a gentleman,
Bhavata,
right?
Subject will not change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You are only changing the noun. So now tell me the same question answer with singular as well as plural.
Plural. So singular, you have already written. Bhavata kaha saha agatavan. So for...
No. You have to give the correct version of the vibhakti. It is not just moving alone.
Bhavata saha kaha agatavan.
No. Rekha. See, whatever example they gave, they already gave the third vibhakti there. Don't confuse with that. Now, this is not the correct formation. We have only changed the sentence movement. But the sentence is still not meaningful because this is not the correct vibhakti. Okay, here you should have actually, I still not got the correct answer. So the actually what will be the question here? Bhavata kena saha agatavan, along with whom did you come?
Okay.
So that should be the actual question here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That is my actual singular question. Kaha saha is not correct.
Uh-huh.
I only brought all the form, where it should come, I brought it there. But the vibhakti is still to be changed.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
See, in this example, you had already given the vibhakti. That is the reason you are getting confused here.
Yeah.
In our exam, all the rest of the answers, you have to change the vibhakti, then you correct, bring it to the correct position and also do the plural of the changed vibhakti.
Okay.
Understood?
Yeah.
See, that is the reason you should understand which is the noun to be changed.
Okay.
Understood?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bhavata, Kena Saha Agatavan.
Yeah, I wrote down.
Now you understand. You, who did you come along with? Okay?
Yeah.
The same question, in plural, you have to answer also.
Kaihi
Agatavan.
Kaihi Saha, okay.
With whom all did you come? Got it?
Yeah. With whom? Along with whom?
Along with whom all did you come? Yeah. Understood now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just try one more.
Fully yourself. Tell me what is the vibhakti you will be changing to what and which is the singular and which is the plural. Now tell me. Same way.
Yeah.
Now it is easy for you.
Yeah.
Whether you change it first of all. See whether you have to change. In some cases you might not have to. That is what you have to know now.
Okay. Kalaham is fighting. Kalaham saha saha karoti sarvaihi. Sarvaihi is everyone. It's all. All it is, right?
So, first of all, what is the subject? The subject has to come the first. So,
saha is he. Karoti, this saha.
So, first write that first, okay? You know the subject. What is the verb?
Saha. Verb is karoti. That should be the ending.
So this is my first, this is my ending. Done. Okay?
Karoti. Okay.
Now the remaining words will come in between. Now see where everything should come.
Saha.
What is kaham?
Kalaham is, fighting. It's,
So that is also an action, right? So it should come along with the verb. So kalaham karoti, correct?
Kalaham, yeah, kalaham.
Okay, so now this is done. This cannot change. Now the remaining what all is the, should, and saha will always, follow a noun. Right? That's what you saw just before.
Yeah. Saha sarvena.
No.
Sarvaihi is like it's.
What is sarvaihi?
Sarvaihi is a plural. It's all.
Plural? What?
Sarva. It's third vibhakti.
Third. It's already plural. Third vibhakti of sarve.
Yeah, sarve. It's already there.
It's already there. So you don't have to change anything. So it is just saha, sarvaihi saha, along with everybody, kalaham karoti.
Okay, sarvaihi.
Sarvaihi saha, along with everybody, kalaham karoti, fights.
Okay, got it, okay. So ending it will be always verb.
Yes.
Verb. And the subject will be always like first, right? The next is, okay.
Yes. Only when there is karoti alone, you should be careful. Like it will always be like bhashanam karoti or like this, right? So you're having something, doing something. So that something is also a verb.
Okay. So it's plural when you say this.
Okay, but the plural, remember, this will not change as a plural because this is based on the subject, not the noun.
Okay.
So even though the noun is plural, the verb will still be only singular. Karoti only, because your subject is only one person.
It's plural, singular. But
just be careful on that. Lot of people get confused on that.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Do one more, you'll be much better. Okay, do the fourth one.
This one, it will be still like, when we do this plural also, it will be still like, saha sarvaihi, saha kalaham karoti. Okay.
See, as I'm saying, this is adjective types, actually, Rekha. Saha kalaham karoti is still a sentence.
Yeah, because
he actually is fighting. Okay, you're adding another extra along with everybody.
Oh, everybody he's fighting, okay.
So that is an adjective. So basically, this along with will always add more information.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Like an adjective. So now, go ahead and do the next sentence.
Agachami va aham.
Are you writing all this down, Rekha? You'll forget later.
No, I have written it.
Okay.
I have written it. Kaha kena. This one I had not written. Kena. Kaihi is plural.
You don't have to make it as kaihi, but I just am telling you as kaihi because just for you to understand how to change it to plural.
Okay. Yeah. Now this one, agachami. Agachami should come at the end because
correct.
Agachami is going, right? Agachami went. No, agachami.
You are correct. Gachami is going. So agachami is
coming.
Correct. Oh, it's a question mark, sorry.
Agachami. Va aham api saha bhavatya. Bhavatya is, it's the subject here.
Okay, so bhavatya is your first. Now, tell me how to write the next, remaining.
Bhavatya.
Right, bhavatya is the subject. What is the ending?
Saha, yeah, agachami is the ending.
So what is the subject?
Subject, api, saha. Va means what? Aham. Aham is I. So that is the... aham... No, I am not getting...
Okay, very simple. Whenever there is an ami ending, aham is always the subject.
Okay, aham, okay.
You forgot.
No.
Aham asmi. Aham yeah. Brahma asmi. How did it come? Asmi. Always aham yeah. means ami is your ending.
Ending. So, aham.
Aham reka asmi. Aham gachami. Aham vidyalayam gachami. Aham kridami. Aham kridanganam kridami. So, I play. I go. I come.
Okay.
So, anytime you have this as your ending, your subject should always be only aham.
Aham, okay.
So, your subject here is aham. Your verb is agachami. Done.
Yes.
Okay. But it is a question mark. But see the ending.
So that's how it will. Agachami.
Va. So the ending will be va. Because you're asking as a question.
Yeah, got it.
Now, now what is the noun?
Noun is...
how would you actually... yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Bhavatya.
Correct. Bhavati, bhavatya. Aham api bhavatya saha agachami va.
Okay.
I and my friend can come.
Can me and my friend come?
Also, api you forgot. Can I and my friend also come along?
Aham bhavatya.
Api saha. Aham, there you see, this alone you can put either way. Either you can say, aham api bhavatya saha, or you can say, bhavatya api saha.
Api saha, agachami va, can I come along with my friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Not friend, api bhavatya saha, with her. Can I come along with her? That's all. She's not mentioning, I'm not mentioning anything about friend or enemy or anybody.
Okay.
It is just a girl.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it is a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's a girl. Bhavati, Bhavatya.
Okay.
Bhavan, if it was Bhavan, Bhavata, it will become Bhavata.
Oh, okay.
So here, that is the difference.
Okay. So now if we make it as plural, but still this will be, I will be singular only, right? I?
You don't have to do a plural here.
Okay.
But if you want to do, go ahead. Bhavati, bhavatya, bhavata, bihi, that you have not seen, but yeah. So this will be your plural of it. Bhavata, bhavati, bihi, sorry, because it is a bhavati. So it is bhavati bihi. This is the plural of bhavati.
Yeah. Aham भवतीभिः
या प्लूरल् थर्ड् केस् सो अहम् अपि भवतीभिः सह आगच्छामि वा ऐ केन् आल्सो ब्रिङ्ग् आल् मै वित् अलाङ्ग् वित् आल् आफ़् देम्
अपि भवति वन् सेकेण्ड् लेट् मि जस्ट्
केन् ऐ कम् अलाङ्ग् वित् आल् आफ़् देम्
भवतीभिः
भवती भवत्या भवतीभिः if it was bhavata it will become bhavatabhi
sorry what did you say bhavatabhi that is for plural like men right
here actually in fact reka this would have been in fact this is my subject kaha in fact here I made a mistake see here kaha is your subject bhavata is actually your third vibhakti of the it can be either way because it was both purusha pulling shabda right okay kaha bhavata sah agatavan kaha bhavata sah agatavan or bhavata kaha agatavan so you can put it either way here you can even keep kaha as your we get kaha as a noun you can keep bhavata also as a noun
okay
understood here alone you can take bhavata as your third vibhakti of bhavan see if it was bhavan right bhavan third vibhakti is bhavata as a singular or bhavataihi for plural
okay
understood the difference
bhavatai okay bhavatai
bhavata sah agatavan along with him where are you coming from no where did you come because it was past
agatavan
it is a past tense so where did you come along with him or where did you come along with all of them okay not where sorry who all kaha is who came along with him who came along with all of them understood the difference
okay one is singular one is plural all
so kaha I have kept as the subject bhavata is actually the third vibhakti of bhavan along with him as a respectful similar to bhavatya bhavati instead of saying her as sa you are saying bhavati right you are giving a little respect
okay
maybe a little older person
okay
or just with respect it doesn't have to be aap or tum that way
okay
the difference between aap and tum that's all is the difference here
okay
tum is for informal aap yes. is formal
okay
so that is how the bhavan and bhavati become you remember right in the beginning we had that
yeah you taught yeah
when bhavan bhavati saha and sa is just a he and a her he she
yeah.
and bhavan bhavati is also he she but with respect or with a formal
yeah
bhavan namakim bhavati namakim you remember all that was very simple sentences so here this bhavata actually is the third this is the correct one this was wrong the earlier one was wrong so this is not correct sorry change it in this case it should be kaha bhavata saha agatavan who came along with bhavata okay then who came along with all the bhavatas I mean all of you or all of them that is bhavatai he if at all that became a plural understood similarly here bhavati becomes bhavatya as a singular or bhavati bihi as the plural.
Plural.
So the remaining you do yourself, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
9:45.
Yeah, yeah. We will. Yeah, I will do. So my homework will be...
I'll do the next one also. I finish off the 19th chapter. This is the last one. Now we've got the remaining you do as homework, okay? Because Veena is very easy. Veena is just...
Without. Veena is without.
Else, yeah.
Veena Venkatesham Nanato Nanatah.
Yes.
Venkatesham, yes. Narami Smarami.
So that is what it is. So basically, without... Vina means without.
Yeah.
So it's easy only. Read the sentence.
Vina without. Okay. Okay. Udaharanam drushtva anya vakyani likhato. All this, like other sentences. Right. Like looking at the example, right? For the rest, right? Anya vakyani likhato.
Yes.
Jivanam. Kathinam. Jeevanam.
No. Read the last sentence there.
Okay, here. Jalam vina minaha.
Minaha.
Minaha is a
fish.
Fish. Minaha na jeevati. Ittyetadrushaha. Prayogaha api shuddha eva.
So basically, just use like that. That's what they are saying. Use the sentence like that.
Jalam vina meenaha na jeevati.
Similarly, use in the above
sentence. Jeevanam kathinam.
Jalam vina jeevanam kathinam. Without water, you cannot survive.
Jalam vina jeevanam kathinam. Next, jalam vina jalam. What vahanam na chalati?
Jalam api vina vahanam na chalati. Without water also you can say that vahanam cannot run. Otherwise you can say for fuel, gas.
Yeah, for gas what do you say?
We forgot. It's been a long time. Wait. I think it is bashpa something it will come. What is it? Are... One second, wait. I'll tell you.
19.
Upadhana.
What is that?
Upadhana.
Indhana.
Upadhana. Okay. Upadana. So basically, you can say, Upadana vina vahanam na chalati. Upadanam.
Indana tailam. They said Indana tailam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? That is a very literal translation. Upadanam is also used, you can say.
For gas, you say Upadanam.
Upadanam vina vahanam na chalati. Or you can even say tire. Without a tire you cannot have.
Chakram vina.
So you can make anything you want, but you have to think, add the sentence accordingly. That's all.
Okay. See, this one for a God, do we call as Bhagavan? Bhagavan vina jivanam kathinam.
You can do that also. Up to you. Whatever you feel like, you can say.
Aham vidyalayam na gachami. Matro vina aham vidyalayam na gachami.
Matro.
Without mother, I cannot go to the vidyalaya, school.
Mata vina.
Okay, it becomes mata vina.
No, matro. Don't bring Kannada into Sanskrit.
Okay, Mata.
Amba Vina, actually.
What is that?
I don't know if you can. I mean, Mata Vina. aham vidyalayam na gachami. Okay,
without my mom I cannot go to the school.
Mama mata vina, then make it that way. Don't just say mata. Mama mata vina aham vidyalayam na gachami.
When you are saying, okay, you are saying that it's my mother, otherwise it can be anyone's mother.
So yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying that you will not go without my mother. Why do you want to go without anybody else's mother?
Yeah,
mother. That's what I'm saying. It was not making proper meaning if I say very...
Okay. Mama mata vina aham vidyalayam na gachami.
That is fine. That is fine.
Okay.
Mama brata vina madhyalayam na gachami. I will not go without my brother.
Pustakam vina aham vidyalayam na gachami.
Very good.
Without book I cannot go to the school.
Yeah.
Adhyapika vina, without teacher I cannot, that sentence you cannot make, right?
No, you can't.
You are saying
without a teacher, you won't go to school with the teacher.
Teacher, right? Yeah, that will not make sense. Okay.
Mitrani vina vina aham vidyalayam na gachami. I will not go without my friends.
Or mitraihi, plural. Mitraihi vina aham vidyalayam na gachami. Sakhi vihi vina.
Wait. Mitraihi. Okay. That is fine.
Vina. Okay. Thank you, Malti. So I will do the homework. I will send you.
Yeah.
The homework will be for 19.2, 19.2A, 19.2A, and 19.3.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that is for the next class, then I can take 20. But next week, I think next Friday, I'm not free.
Okay.
So week after that, I'll take.
Okay.
October 1st week.
Okay.
Okay, next Friday I have to go for another friends. Mostly, if I'm not going, then I will message.
Okay. Thank you. End of the mail,
since I don't know who's going to join.
End of prayers, we will do with the end. When you...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sarve sukino bhavantu.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And meeting, you have to end the recording.
I did already.
Okay. Thank you.
I forgot.
Thank you, Malti.
Yeah. Good night, Rekha.
Good night. Shubha Ratri. I will talk to you later.
You bye. Too. Take care.
Bye.
Again.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.